The men were up at daylight, fixed a quick breakfast, and began untying the wild horses from the trees. Eli Pleasant had freed a young stud and was holding him while he loosed another. The stud suddenly wheeled and knocked Eli down, stepping on him. The other big colt broke free. Together, the two loose horses lifted their tails and took off to the south as hard as they could run, trailing their rawhide halter ropes. Bleeding, Eli jumped into his saddle.
Y'all go ahead. I'll catch up to you.
Eli was gone in a minute, spurring Jug over a low hill where the two young animals had disappeared. Big Red had to be restrained from following after him. The two horses had been inseparable. Michael wanted to follow and help.
No, Eli can take care of himself.
The rest of the bunch was set to moving. Michael looked back several times and saw no sign of Eli.
He'll be catching up to us in his own good time. Won't hurt to keep a watching for him, though.
Thus it was that Michael was the first to see the Spanish soldiers coming rapidly up behind them in a hard gallop. For a moment, his throat was so tight he could bring out no sound.
Papa!
Michael pointed to the coming enemies. Mordecai turned in the saddle.
God almighty! Push them hard, boys! Let's make for that timber yonder! Yeah!
The Tennesseans began putting the captured horses into a run, but it was futile. The soldiers were gaining, some already moving past the Tennesseans in a strong bid to surround them.
Let the horses go!
It was already too late. A slug passed Michael's face. One of the Macklin brothers brought up a rifle. It was a useless gesture, for the long barrel bobbed up and down with every stride his horse made. A powerful force struck Michael in the shoulder and drove him forward over Blaze's neck. Instinctively, he grabbed a handful of mane and tried to hang on. His shoulder began to burn like the fires of hell. He couldn't find his breath. He felt himself sliding off the running horse, helpless. A strong hand caught and held him. Michael heard Old Man Wilson's voice.
Mordecai! Your boy's hit!
Michael!
Mordecai reined over quickly and encircled Michael with a powerful arm just as Blaze pulled away. Michael felt himself bounced against his father's body. His feet dragged the ground as Mordecai tried desperately to hold on to him. Mordecai got Big Red stopped and swung down from the saddle, easing Michael onto his back on the ground. Old Man Wilson stopped and dismounted beside Mordecai. Teacher Judkin saw their predicament and reined up, turning back to join them. The others raced on, unaware.
Go on, Papa. Don't stop.
But Big Red jerked free and ran away in a panic after Blaze, the stirrups flopping. Mordecai knelt over Michael and tore at his shirt.
Yeah, son.
God help, Mordecai. They're killing them all.